Hello everyone, you welcome to another episode of This and That, and also the second installment of Overcoming Passive Aggressiveness. Last week we started a brand new series on overcoming passive aggressiveness, and in case it's your first time here, you've not listened to the first part, I would really encourage you to listen to that part so this second installment really makes sense to you. Yes, so we've looked at a number of things about passive aggressiveness, how it is like the subtle way of making demands, how like the various ways it can be expressed, like the silent treatment, running late, you know, using sarcasm and all of those things. So last week we looked at three of the directives you can go through in order for you to overcome. So today we're going to follow with three. I really hope you enjoy listening as well. So last week, the first step we looked at was for you to recognize the behavior, for you to come to the realization that this behavioral pattern, this thing I'm doing is passive aggressive, or this thing is passive aggression. So that was the first step. So the first step to overcoming passive aggressiveness is for you to recognize the behavior. The second thing we got to know is that you need to understand why your behavior should be changed, or you need to come to accept that the behavior really should change. So that was the second thing. So the first one is for you to recognize the behavioral pattern, and the second one is for you to understand why that behavior should be changed. And the final thing we looked at last week was that you should give yourself time. Just as it took, you know, a number of years for you to develop passive aggression up to this point, you need to give yourself grace in overcoming passive aggressiveness as well, because you know you can't just overcome it by flipping a switch. It is practical, it is step by step. So that was the third thing we looked at. So today we're going to continue with the fourth thing I have in my notes, and the fourth point is that you need to realize it is okay to be angry. To be honest, this point really liberated me in my private life. Is like, by virtue of what I do and how, where I find myself, sometimes it may seem wrong for you to be angry, but when I realized and got to know that it's just okay, like it's just okay for you to be angry, because anger is not a problem. It's like, anger is certainly and has never been the problem. It's like what you do with it, and you also need to look at your triggers. So you can still be like a positive person and then feel emotions, like the emotions we typically label as negative. You can still be like a loving friend, you can be a beautiful husband, you can be like a great friend, you can be a wife, a husband, and then at the same time you can still feel anger in response to something another person has done. Is like, the fact that you are feeling angry doesn't make you a terrible person in a whole. Like, you need to come to realize it is just okay. Your anger is a response, or your anger is a response to an action. So it means that without that action, you wouldn't be walking angry. You get it? So one step to overcome passive aggressiveness, because normally we suppress aggression and then thereby become very passive, because we may feel that I can't really be angry because no one is angry in the room, or I can't be angry because I don't know how the other person would take it. But when we come to realize that anger is a response to an action, it's not like who you are. Anger doesn't define who you are. Anger doesn't change the love you have of someone. Anger doesn't change the position you occupy in someone's life. Anger is just a response. When you come to accept that anger is just okay, you now tend to be open about talking about what has happened, because when we tend to suppress our anger, that is how passive aggressiveness crosses in. So when someone does something to you and you are angry about it, express it. Express that, I am not cool with it. What you did, I am really mad about it. What you did was not cool. It is okay, it doesn't make you less or more of a human being when you express your anger. It's actually a powerful trait for you to overcome passive aggression, because it is one bold step that you need to take. You need to come to accept that it is okay. It's just okay to be angry, because anger is a response to an action. The next and the fifth point I have in my notes is that you need to be assertive and not aggressive. And I'm going to take my time and try as much as possible to break this down. You need to be assertive, but not aggressive. So you need to be able to like state your point on your facts clearly and be clear about your opinions. And you have to let the person know the impact of his or her behavior in clear statements. It's like you don't use sarcasm to cover it up. You don't, use proverbs and parables. No, you need to be assertive. You need to come clean and clear that this, that was not cool with me, and I think I can't entertain it. You need to be clear. It's not about throwing hands. You don't have to, shout. No, being assertive doesn't mean you're shouting. Being assertive simply means that you are stating your point clearly. You're just expressing your facts and your opinions in clear statements for the average person to understand that what you did was not cool. And when you master the art of being assertive and not aggressive, it is actually a powerful trait. It's like a lot of people are not even comfortable with assertive people. They would rather prefer someone who is aggressive than someone who is assertive. Because after all, when you are aggressive with time, no one really know what happened. The underlying issue is still there, but then you just raised your voice, threw your hands, broke a few bottles, and we are done. But the underlying issue is still there. But when you are assertive, you can just be seated, like calmly, but still express your point, still state everything you want to talk about clearly in clear sentences for the person to really come to know that, okay, what I did was not very cool, and I could have responded in any other way, but I chose to be assertive about it. So that is the next thing you need to do. You need to be assertive and not aggressive. The final thing I'm going to talk about today is you need to be very much open to confrontation. So it is the final thing I'm going to talk about today, and it is point number 6 in my notes. So while you start expressing your needs, while you start being assertive, it can lead to like potential confrontation. That's not necessarily a bad thing. So when you are confronted, especially with people that are already in your circle who know you to be passive aggressive, when you start being assertive, when you start speaking up, it may kind of be new to them and they will confront you. So keep in mind that confrontation can be direct and respectful. And as people confront you, make sure their confrontation is not disrespectful, because like confrontation can really be direct. It can be like respectful. Someone can confront you like, "Oh, of late, I think you become a little more vocal. Is everything all right with you?" It means that you are really much on a good journey. You get it. But there are some people who may just want to belittle how you feel, want to shut you down and stuff. No, that is not cool. But as you go on this journey of overcoming passive aggression, you really need to be open to confrontation. If you are a person that you fear confrontation, you would not be able to succeed on this journey of overcoming passive aggression. So just keep that in mind, that confrontation can really be direct. It's like someone can confront you right to your face and not just pass through, the corners and say all sorts of stuff that you wouldn't want to hear. Even if like positivity isn't the first thing that comes to mind when you think of it, like the moment someone hears confrontation, positivity is not what comes in. Positivity is not the first word that creeps in when you hear confrontation. But you can really have positivity in confrontation. So finally, what I want to say is that you really need to believe in yourself that, passive aggression is not cool, and don't let passive aggression slide. Passive aggression requires you closing the gap between anger and silence, and you really need to believe more in yourself that the way you are expressing yourself, it is right, and you are expressing what you want, what you need, and when you master that, you are less likely to be swayed by others, and when they start rejecting your voice and stuff, you would not really have problem with it. So finally, just believe in yourself. So the point we've looked at today is for you to first of all realize that it is okay to be angry, and you need to be assertive and not aggressive, and finally you need to be open to confrontation. So thank you very much for listening to the second installment of Overcoming Passive Aggressiveness with me, Samuel Intiri. I thank you for listening very much, and if this episode and this whole series and this podcast at large has been a blessing to you, or just played with you, that you share with someone, just share the link with someone, post it on your socials. You can tag us on Instagram at _thisandthatpodcast, and we would really reach out to you as well. So thank you all very much for listening. My name is Samuel Intiri, and I sign out.